All right. We have, so now we are scaling to two speakers in parallel. So very warm welcome to Manu and Carsten from Heinlein. I think they will say something by themselves. And yeah, stage is yours. Here we go.
Thank you. Hi. I'm Carsten from Heinlein, and we are presenting today to talk about our work with Ansible. I think we'll be fun with one microphone and two speakers. Huh? Louder? Okay. Yeah. We want to present something about our Ansible, and we like to say we still like complexity. So we are still with Dafgurt and Postfix, maybe they're very, very nice new technologies coming up. Maybe there's one day time also to switch.
We were very happy to see all these developments. Also, we had a very good day yesterday meeting in the unofficial mail stuff beforehand, and we're very much looking forward to see how Stalwart will be able to scale in these bigger setups that we are doing, and we're also looking forward to Apache James as another option. So what do we usually do is that we have we have these complex systems, and we have to find ways how to somehow manage that, and our choice of the tool was Ansible. And Carsten started with one project, playbook here and another one there, and suddenly things moved on, and we have created quite a few roles.
Yeah, over the time, so when the projects get got complex, more complex and more complex, we have added much more tools for that. Also, we have customers who are asking for, could you also deploy a web server? Could you also deploy our database, our EDAP server, also for all groupware and everything? Also, we have very, very different needs on our customer size. There's still the customer who comes to us and say, okay, I want to have a single server with some special things. Yeah? There are small companies. They maybe want to have load balancing and high availability, but they only have two servers. It's okay. But there are also big infrastructures. There may be at governmental authorities. There may be universities, NGOs, and so they want to be on premise still, and they have special needs for same for high availability for their databases they still maintain. So we have really different needs here. So look here, for the small servers we maybe just need a Postfix, a Dafgurt, AspenB for mail security. And a lightweight web interface. With the bigger things, like here, this is typical where we do mostly the mail security part and the mail routing in front of something. Something is mostly, in our case, Exchange. Or then CRM systems, ERP, there's also mail processing. When you look here, it's quickly get complicated. So we have databases in it. We have special rules for all mail security. We have monitoring needs. We have all the logging, also all the firewall things that are inside. They also want to do maybe DNS with us.
And one of the other needs often is that that there has to be a segregation of the network, so that we have something that is on the peripheral, and there nothing should have any access, direct access to some databases or anything like that. So this is also one of the needs that why we still have this kind of more elaborate setup, or as we were saying before, with a big shopping list to refer to the earlier comment. The other thing is that also our setup works well for ISPs and universities. where the big change to the previous is that we're also having the backends ourselves, so that the hub central component of Dovecot and Postfix also then will be able to store the mails in our own backends.
Mm-hmm. And here also the group backend comes in, where we also have then components like there's a web server in front, there's the group itself with often many, many possible options you can set. And there also the every customer has his own needs. Yeah, why we choose Ansible? We are at Heinlein, we are doing mostly consulting. So we do the projects with our customers. We enable them to deploy such systems, to configure and administrate those systems. So we also tell them how all the things work, so they can do so they can maintain the infrastructure alone afterwards. As consultants, it's the best thing is we come in, deploy something, and go out. And Ansible is perfect for that because it does not need any local service; just needs SSH to the system. Also, Ansible is very good to gather facts from a network, so like live IP addresses. Like local certificates and so on, so we can gather all the information from all the VMs, from all the containers we have, and put them together and write them back. Think of a list of IP addresses. So you have a front end server which needs all the addresses of the back end server to put it in the list, so they can be. They can be reached if possible, so we can have an easy load balancing, maybe. Also, we found it easy to create passwords in the rollout or, also keys, certificates. Also, on the other hand, we have wrote some rules which have some features other rules maybe not have, like here. The example, when I have a role for the groupware SOGO, it can include the role for an SQL server, create the database, create a user for itself, and maybe also put in the all the data for the tables. Yeah. Next thing, as consultants, we don't say, okay, we just work with Debian or with SUSE. You have to work with our favorite distribution. So we go to our customers and they have Debian, Ubuntu, Red Hat in all flavors, sometimes SUSE. So we have to all cover that.
Yeah. And so the way we have set up the whole thing is that actually these specific roles are available and are continue to be developed, and they are added as submodules into the bigger project. And by that, we can continue to develop, and their customers are able to, and the users are able to get the latest features from these roles. So what we do is we bring this toolbox, we come to a project, and we configure and talk with the customers on what actually their exact needs are, and then we configure the setup. And basically, in the end, once we have that, we just have to add our different servers into the different groups, and by that we're defining their exact what they need to do, and we roll out. So by doing this, we easily can scale and add servers just at the go. Also, what this means is that disaster recovery, all we need is a new machine with where we can log in via SSH, and in the moment we can roll out the Ansible whole completely again, and everything is back to the previous state. Yes. So another one of the things that we often have a need is that in these bigger setups, we have to have different roles. So we have a development part where early adopting features can be tried. We have a testing, and then we have the production, so that everything that goes into production has gone through thorough Q&A. And so the customers actually have a very, very flexible and easy thing. We wanted to, the onboarding itself is just by forking our initial template project, and with this, all of the submodules are already available, and then we do this configuration, and we have maybe some custom settings and some custom files. And here we wanted to show something, so let's see that we get logged in.
Yeah.
There's a question over there.
Okay, then a question.
Where are the playbooks published?
We just the question was where the Ansible roles now for now are published. We just tried to publish it today on Open Code. It's a it's a German repository for software for the German governmental thing. Yeah, it didn't went so well because we had several errors while uploading them, so they are not completely there, but we will fill it up in the next days. And?
Nope, so we'll have to continue with the presentation like this.
Okay, so no demo today, sorry. Yeah, so the roles in this Ansible, this is the thing we where all our work was going in. We've counted again. I think there we had now 44 roles, and all the roles are then shown in the first slides. There. Typically, we have something like PostFix. We have Dovecot, but when you have maybe PostFix, you want to have a small extra service like Policy Wait or so. Well, in the end, we didn't even have that, but as an example. So this is all covered by one role. The one role, a new role, will be always created out of a template. So they have basically all the same default options and default tasks. So it's when you create a new one, you just edit the list of packages that should be installed. There's the default tasks to add files, remove files, also for creating new passwords or asking for the passwords, like when you have secrets, license files, and so on. It will be encrypted locally and put also on the server side. We have things like setting up the firewall, IP tables, if you want. So a role has the information which ports are needed. So it can open the specific port and just for all the systems which need to access it. Yeah, so the previous thing, templating configuration files for the servers, also activate, deactivate thing. We love to work with ETC Keeper as it's making Git repository out of the ETC directory on Linux systems. So you have the whole history in a local Git. And we also started to do something like configuration dumps locally, so you always have the latest config dump from the system, and also try to start to write out an write out documentation automatically. So in the end, when you roll out the whole cluster, we could create a big manual how to manage and how to manage the cluster later and how it is installed.
Yeah, US keyboard. I always use the US keyboard, and I put a stupid password. okay, so for our here, we wanted to show you what so our basically this template looks like. So we have various locations that can be done. So in the import and the roles and modules is all of these other roles that we are just importing as Git submodules. And then for what we actually only have to do is in the inventory and the hosts, we have this ini style configuration file, and here we can define very simply what which server will actually have which kind of role. So the postfix one mail example is in the MX, and then if we wanted to have another one, it would be in the mail out, and so on. So it's very, very simple and easy, and also horizontal scalable just by adding more to the same group. Mm-hmm.
Same as if you just want to have a single server, just put in every group the same server name. The rest is done automatically by Ansible.
Okay. What else are we going to show?
Yeah, I do some folders.
Folders? Yeah, 5 minutes. And.
Also, you see here we have a files folder. Files folder is for custom files. So we bring default configuration files with us. They will be templated with variables and so on. And if you want to have a custom configuration extra or override any template file we bring in, you can put it under files, and they will be automatically overruled. This will overrule our default templates. Yeah, as said, specific for different distributions, and we decided to take our template also for very small roles. I just wrote one for Memcache, had maybe 8 options or so, 8 variables to set. Also, it's nothing more than installing one package and drop one file on the other side. But we find it very easy to still use our template as it's look like the same in any case. So it's more easy to understand in the end if all roles follow the same rules. Yeah. This is when we rolled out a complete cluster in the end with Ansible. This takes some time, maybe 30 minutes. Maybe 60 depends more on the latency on your SSH than about Ansible. Yeah, here's a link. Maybe you can click on it. As said, we started in the morning to push them, and then there was an error at Open Code. Those roles are not perfectly fine in all ways. As always, they're missing much of the documentation. We try to have like a template version for the for the roles. They're not all in with the same skeleton, let's say, but we will update them in the next days. Also, we will put all the missing roles online, and what we still have to decide where we want to go with where we will have our issue tracker and so on, but we will publish that maybe here, but I think also in our blog software and so on. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, so I very much like Ansible. I have to do it a bit more recently, but one thing I...
Or maybe you can repeat the question then? So
yeah. Okay. not too long.
Okay, so my question is, when I work with Ansible, I somehow get the feeling that I'm always not sure how to avoid configuration drift over time. So an example would be, you create a folder with Ansible with some files in it, then you do version 2 of your role, and do you then put the deletion of the folder in version 2? So are you taking all the stuff that you did in the past with you? Or do you just change the flag from to absent, or how do you handle this like, generically?
Maybe still repeat it a little bit because yeah. There's some noise.
Yeah, the question was how to work with config files that are missing in the next version. So how to delete something like that. So Ansible is about how to what to do on the system, and it does not care about files that are not needed in the new version, let's say. This is why we have created a default list in every role where you can put the path in which file or which directory should be deleted.
I wanted to ask about Mitogen, if you have used it for connecting or if you have any experience, because we are currently considering trying to implement it in our Ansible, and I would like to know about some hands-on experience from bigger projects.
Yeah.
Question.
Question was about our experience with Mitogen. Mitogen is a tool framework which can speed up Ansible very much. When it's working, it's fun. It speeds up really up to 5 times. So I'm switching constantly. So currently, it's somehow not able. Or with Mitogen, it's somehow not able, at least in my installation, to install packages. All other stuff is working. So depends. Sometimes I switch to the GitHub version and go back afterwards. It's not for a stable environment.
Yeah,
right
there.
So the question was?
Yours.
Yeah, so the question was if OpenCode will be our central available with the community to also accept merge requests and so on. We haven't made up our mind completely about this. We wanted to, though, for the event of FOSDEM, have it out. So that's why. And OpenCode will be available so our playbooks will be there. It is not 100% sure that we will use this as the main form with interaction with the community, but we will publish it on our blog and then also update it here. Okay. Yes. Then one more question.
How about updates when you make the configuration change? Does it kill the server and reinstall it, or can it apply the config changes and restart the server? How does it work?
So the question was regarding updates, if it and then if it would then kill the server and bring it back up. So yes, we have changes that require a restart where we have a handler, and this handler wouldn't be called. So when we then go to production, we have Ansible to go in serial so that this doesn't happen to everything at the same time. Okay. Any further questions?
One final question.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
How do you test the errors after change, for example, after your operating system?
So the question was how we test our roles after a change, for example, adding a new operating system version. Not automatically yet. So in the future, we will have pipelines that will run against those things to see that these basic functionalities will be there. Mm. Yep.
So the idea is that you can update the roles and follow the change log, and nothing will break in the end. And we need a bit much bigger testing platform before that. Yep.
All right, that's a good word to the end.